Well, hello, people. My God, this has been a big drama on MGTOW TV. Well, not just MGTOW TV. As some of you may or may not know, I had to block somebody on this site. And I made a video of why I blocked them, and the reason I made the video is because I've only ever blocked one other person in all my time on the internet. Which is quite a very long time. So it's a very strange event for me. And basically what it was is that somebody sent me quite a disgusting picture, and when I clicked on the link, it just opened it up. And all I did was ask them to not send me any more of those type of pictures, please. And that's when he started name-calling and all that sort of shit. Almost like a Femon would do. And the channel in question is The Life and Times of Shane T. Hansen. Well, there you are. Gave him a plug. Anyway, so I blocked him here, and then he's come on to BitChute in my other channel and started sort of harassing me there, saying the same sort of shit. I'm a drama queen of some sort. So I've just had to block him on BitChute as well. Why he can't just get on with his life or whatever, I don't know. He actually put a video on this site of an image of me and my voice. I guess it's to try and drum up some supporters for him. Then he kind of tries to make a point that I put on a fairly large femon on one of my pictures on my video, with quite a lot of cellulite actually. And that's the same sort of thing that the picture he sent me. But there is a world of difference, actually. And here's the picture I put on my video, that he's saying is the same as the one he sent me. But this picture of this person, or this femon, over large, of course, you can actually see if you go down the beach. They're in their bikinis, aren't they? If you go down to, say, Florida in America, you can see them. In fact, a lot worse than this one. Or even go to Spain. They're all by the seaside there. In actual fact, they're all in public, aren't they? Showing themselves off in public. However, the picture he sent me, you don't actually show that in public. In other words, if a man went to the beach, got naked, and bent over towards the crowd or whatever, and opened his asshole wide open to everybody, what do you think might happen there? Well, the man would be arrested and charged with indecency, and rightly so. So there is a big difference, isn't there? Anyway, here's the sort of thing that he put on the video, and this is how he talks about me. Although he doesn't actually know me at all, personally, he feels that calling names is a very grown-up thing to do. As you can see, what he says there is just basically trying to name-call, usually on my age, and I'm not embarrassed of my age. He certainly won't live as long as I have, considering the look of him at the moment. Now, I have no real vendetta against this person at all. Just leave me alone. Get on with your life. And of course, this all started because I've asked him not to send me any more disgusting pictures like that. All I can say is his world or his life must be very empty for him to make a big thing about this. And after a while, it got quite annoying when he kept on sending stupid stuff and saying stupid things on videos, like a dog with a bone. But to be honest with you now, it's turned into the laughable stage, and I find it quite funny. Well, there it is, and hopefully that's it. But you never know.